Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you with us. Feeling like I'm shot out of a cannon. We've got somebody joining us that I haven't seen for a long time. He's a featured guest, I guess, this week. Don Cleaver's joining us. Ava, good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
We are here. We got some great stories coming up. We're going to talk a bit about invasives that they want us to eat. How about that?
Oh,
stay
yeah?
tuned for that. And Chris Winchester, we're going to talk about what's going on the river in Red Wing. Stay tuned. Lots more to come.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Hello, everybody. Donald.
Well, good day.
Good
to be back.
Right. Is that an AI version of him?
No, it's the real deal.
It is.
I checked.
Wow. I thought it might have been a 3D kind of one of those things.
Gave him a little poke.
Well, you could have cut it out of a previous program.
We may cut you out of this one.
Yeah, I might not end up in this one. Since I've been gone a couple of
We're not
weeks.
Ready for you to come back yet.
We love to give Don grief. And he always, you know, he always really steps up to give us, I don't know, pieces and parts that we can give him grief about.
Yeah.
And no kidding, off air, before we came on the show, he did it again. He swung for the fences and did it. You know, he sits down, he says, boy, I'm so glad I came back to this beautiful weather in Minnesota. And, of course, he was somewhere in Florida. I was just getting tired of that 85 degrees. Oh, Don, you know what? How about you just move on back and you can do the show remotely? How about that?
It's too hot down there. It's going to get hotter, too. No, it's not. Well, it was pretty nice. Got to admit. 60 in the morning and...
At least he's honest.
You know, we finally got a cloud. You know, I was there for a couple of weeks and finally got a cloud.
One happy little perfect cloud
hanging
out in the
blue sky. Having a regular
We've been
occurrence.
On a roller coaster, let
yeah,
me
we've
tell
been,
you.
Well, no, I think it's actually the most consistent period of weather we've had because we seem to get a snow, some type of storm at every Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
And then we get an 80-degree Friday.
Or 50. Yeah, 80-degree was one.
Yeah,
yep, 70, 74, whatever. And then, by the way, we're going
to... Back to 40.
Chill on down.
And give you some snow.
And then, yeah. So...
You know, when I planned that, I knew that's what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I got to thank the weather.
I refer to this weather as EIEIO weather. You know what that means?
I do not.
Extremely icky, oppressive. That's how bad it is.
Extremely
It's bone chilling. Yeah, extremely
it's,
icky.
It's wet
a,
and
it's
cold.
It's a science term.
Anytime you get in the 30s and it's wet, it's cold.
It's cold. And then the wind.
And wind doesn't help.
No. Well. And that was probably the most Minnesota thing we could have said. Was, mm-hmm. If it wasn't for the wind, mm-hmm. it wouldn't be so bad.
Well, but here's the issue. You get the humidity when it's cold and a wind. That
bone chilling.
I'm sorry. There's nothing. You no matter what you do, dress for it. Absolutely. But it's the spring when it's you're not necessarily wanting to dress like it's 30 below, but yet.
Yeah, I had my Carhartt today, and it is what? 36 degrees out.
Well, it's supposed to be warmer today, you know, Saturday, Sunday, you know, it's supposed to be, I think, 57, I think, today, so it's not so bad. But this week was brutal, mm-hmm. wind-wise, brutal. But nonetheless, Don, it's good to have you back, even though you're complaining about the weather.
It's good to be back, trust me.
Well, we just complained about it for 3.5 minutes, so.
Yeah. I was going to go skiing to Lutzen this weekend. I opted to work on spring stuff so I can start to go fishing.
Yep, me too.
I'm thinking
fishing now.
Are we actually all going to go fishing this year?
Yeah.
We should.
Absolutely.
I'm going fishing.
No.
Me together?
But Don. Yeah, all together in the same boat at one time.
See, I think the warm weather has cooked his brain. All together, meaning we go together in the same boat, Don.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, cool.
He's down.
Wow.
We can do it.
I know we can do it.
You just have to invite me on your boat because I don't have a boat.
There it is. Permission to board, Captain.
Yes, that's pretty much it.
Okay. That's kind of how that works. But, you know, I have to laugh because right now we truly are in the middle of lots of seasons going on.
Yeah, transition.
Lots of transitions. You know, in the river we're going to be talking with Chris Winchester in a while regarding the river, what the bite's doing, etc. Migration of walleyes in the river. And it doesn't matter if you're whatever river area you're in, whether it's Pierre, South Dakota, or De Pere, Wisconsin, or out in Michigan, you know, the Maumee, you have a lot of different things that go on and transitions with walleye that run up the river. But you've also got what else season coming, Don?
Well, there's turkey season.
Yeah,
coming.
Turkey season.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing. And, you know, you're looking at some of the earlier bites that are going on. Crappies, they're starting to go. And, you know, we talked about it last week, Don. You weren't here with it, but we were talking about the implications of forward-facing sonar with Rob Driesline.
Yep.
And I've reached out to some national bass pros, and I've got tentatively, I'm not going to say who, but I have tentatively some people that want to come on to talk about the forward-facing sonar and what it means to the BASS Elite Series anglers, and this one is a very well-known angler, so I'm excited for that. But a lot of things go on with that, with crappies, with whatever, and perch was a prime example, and they had 600% increase in the take rate of perch on Mille Lacs, so they've now dropped that limit to 5 from 20 on Mille Lacs.
Because of
their anticipation, because of the catch rate,
yeah.
And it's because of two things. Was obviously social media was one, but the big thing was the forward-facing sonar, because you could actually scope out where they were in the basin, which was Steve Felagy's point. Hey, these fish are, you're never going to find them unless you have that type of technology, and you can simply crush a school of fish and nothing flat. So,
yep.
Yeah. So, hey, stay tuned. We got Chris Winchester coming back. We're going to talk about a little forecast of what's going on in the river, other things to look out for, and how to be safe on the river all at the same time. It's going to be brilliant. Stay tuned for more.